Welcome to the Vet Staff Podcast, the place where you, the veterinary professional, can go to get your head screwed on straight so you can get excited about going to work on Monday mornings and be the most fantabulous, resilient version of you you can be. I'm your show host, Julie South, and this is episode 177. You can find back copies of the Vet Staff Podcast at vetstaffpodcast.com. If you sometimes feel like you lose your why, then I'd like to invite you to join me in this challenge this March to help you recalibrate and or discover your inner compass and give you the tools to start for you to start topping up your resilience juice tank. This is the third episode in the four-part series. Remember, we're going through until Easter. I'll take you through some really simple things that you can do on a daily or an as-required basis to help you keep topping up your resilience juice tank, just one small drop at a time. This is the third step to building your own unique, tailored exclusively for you and motivating personal affirmation statement library. These are different statements that you can pick up and put down for different situations that empower you so that when you start to find yourself on a downward spiral, you can go to your own personal library and reach for whichever statement you need in that moment. So far, on the last two episodes, we've covered how to build an affirmation statement based on your professional values and how an empowering mindset shift can happen with personal positive affirmation statements. Today, we're going to look at personal compassion statements. And these are the statements we need to start using to drown out and silence our inner critics. Next week, we're going to look at cultivating optimism, which is essential when we feel like everything around us is going to hell in a handcart and we're up to our necks in alligators. So like I said, you can visit vetstaffpodcast.com and you can follow there as well using whichever audio platform is your listening app of choice and listen to back episodes as well. Righty, personal affirmation statements. Now, I'm not sure if you're like me, but sometimes I am so good at beating myself up big time, I swear I have a black belt in that. Sometimes my inner critic starts talking to me in ways that I would never, ever in a million years dream of talking to someone I loved because it's just so horrible. I use words that are destructive, criticizing, and outright horrible. Not so much these days, although sometimes I still get caught in a trap, but certainly in the years gone past. What I found, though, is that the use of personal affirmation statements, like I've been sharing with you in this four-part bite-sized series, which I've now been using for, 10, 15, 20 years, I beat up on myself a lot less than I used to. When I was in my 20s and my 30s, like I said before, I had a black belt in self-beat up. Now, not so much. In saying that though, I find I beat up on myself more when I'm tired, as in really tired. So when I start noticing the negative and the harsh self-language that starts to become louder in my head, one of the first things that I do is check in with my internal energy levels. When was the last time I spent a few hours or so in my happy place and gave myself time to decompress? Another question that I ask or look at is, what has my diet been like over the last few days or weeks? Have I been working such long hours that I haven't been bothering to cook myself decent, healthy, nutritious meals? This usually happens for me when my husband's on, say, a triple or a quadruple overnight roster. That's when he's away for three or four nights in a row. What happens then is when he's away, I usually work late each night. Then I can't be bothered cooking just for one person. Then, and or it's a bit too late. Then I eat rubbish. Or I've been grazing through the day because I'm tired. And I know that from, you know, I know this, that grazing just doesn't work for me. I end up with energy highs and then energy crashes. It's in those crashes that come a drop in blood sugar, which turn me into a monster. When that monster starts talking, boy, she's a witch. She's horrible, especially to me. So maybe you can relate. I hope that you can't, but just, you know, maybe, just maybe you can. Beating up on ourselves. What's your inner critic like? Could he, she, they, it learn to be a bit more loving, a bit more kind, a bit more understanding, a bit more gentle, a bit more compassionate? Let's start with being kind to ourselves, with you being kind to yourself more often. The first thing you need to do is listen out for when that inner critic witch or demon starts talking to you, and then you need to interrupt their verbal beat up on you. If saying something to yourself, which is the complete opposite of the negative self-talk, is just too much of a leap of faith for you to make right now, then to start with, begin with a pattern interrupt statement. Something like we're going to go through today. So here are a few statements that I've used as pattern interrupt, as circuit breakers on that which that sometimes invades my head. They go like this. Enough of the self-criticism, Julie. Let's start focusing on the positives instead. When I start hearing that witch go, I can also say, whoa, or I find myself, I've got into the habit now of, whoa, Julie, listen to yourself. You don't talk to anyone else this way. So let's change the language. And then I'll put in a positive affirmation like we've gone through on the last two episodes. Or something like, hey, Julie, give yourself a break. You're doing the best you can with what you have. Be nice. Hey, Julie, go take five. Put the kettle on and start being nice to yourself. The main thing is to notice when your witch or demon starts mouthing off, you need to start taking steps immediately to make a deliberate pivot, a change in direction. And you need to start being more self-compassionate and to give yourself a break. Speak to yourself like you would a friend struggling with the same issues. Rather than the harsh self-criticism, which I'm sure we're also good at, instead, offer understanding and encouragement to do things better, to be nicer in incremental steps. Unfortunately, like with resilience, it's not a one and done thing. Unless you're a narcissist, this is a lifelong learning, a lifelong practice of just having mantras, that positive affirmations that you repeat over and over and over again. And then the witch or the demon starts to take a back seat because your kinder self starts to be heard more often. But he or she, it or they, will still hang around. Unfortunately, probably forever. So it's a good idea to make sure you've got a few of these self-compassion affirmations up your sleeve to pull out when you need them. Varying them, change them up and around. You'll find the one or a handful that fits best for you after a while. You have to keep repeating it over and over, even when you don't need to overtalk or use as a circuit breaker or a pattern interrupt. It'll make the world of difference, but you got to start using it first. So please remember that your inner critic has had free rein inside your head for most likely decades, and they're not going to be easily silenced. So keep at it with your self-compassion affirmations. Give yourself the love, the compassion, and the space to heal. that witch or demon has probably done a number on your self-esteem. Again, change isn't going to happen overnight, and you need to be gentle with yourself. The statements that I use, just to recap, what I'm doing here is just giving you some of those interrupt statements. And next week, we'll look at how you can overwrite them with something that's a lot more positive. So right now, it's just to interrupt. When I'm interrupting myself with the negative, I say something like, enough of the self-criticism, Julie. Let's start focusing on the positive instead. Or, whoa, Julie, listen to yourself. You don't talk to anyone else this way. So let's start changing the language. Hey, Julie, give yourself a break. You're doing the best you can with what you have. Start being nice to yourself. Or, hey, Julie, go take five. Put the kettle on and start being nice. Listen to those, obviously. Overwrite your name over mine. Use words that feel right for you. I hope you found this episode helpful as a way to keep or to get your head screwed on straight, strengthen your resilience, and be excited about going to work on Monday mornings. If you like the Vet Staff podcast and find it helpful, can I ask you to do me a favor, please? Please help me spread the Vet Staff podcast word so that more of your colleagues and your besties can be more resilient and more positive. So please start telling three of your friends or colleagues about how this show helps you and other veterinary professionals get their heads screwed on straight to build their resilience so they can get excited about going to work on Monday mornings. Thank you very much. Tune in next week for some positive affirmation statements that I use in my life. This is Julie South signing off, inviting you to go out there and be the most resilient, fantabulous version of you you can be. The Vet Staff Podcast is proudly powered by VetClinicJobs.com, the new and innovative global job board reimagining veterinary recruitment, connecting veterinary professionals with clinics that shine online. VetClinicJobs.com is your go-to resource for finding the perfect career opportunities and helping vet clinics power up their employer branding game. Visit VetClinicJobs.com today to find vet clinics that shine online so veterinary professionals can find them. VetClinicJobs.com. Do 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 do